This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Monday, July 24th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Growers decry almond board direction. Rice Commission readies for drought. Ag spending bill could get a vote this week. Punjabi growers press almond board for change. The Punjabi American Growers Group is claiming the almond board should do more to increase demand. More than 200 growers signed onto a letter last week arguing the board must shift focus to avoid unreasonable fluctuations in supplies and prices. Small and medium-sized family farms are at a breaking point, they claimed, with industry-wide revenue shrinking by more than half since 2014, despite increasing acreage and production. The first ask was to reallocate resources away from the board's 2025 voluntary sustainability goals to further help growers, quote, sell products at reasonable rates. They also seek more transparency with brokers and with traders. In response, Almond Board President and CEO Richard Wacott pointed out that ABC invests more than 80% of the organization's annual budget, either directly or indirectly, into demand creation activities. Growers and handlers populate ABC's board of directors and seven committees. The past couple of years have cost financial hardship for much of agriculture, including for California and almond growers, said Wacott in a statement to AgriPulse. He added that ABC, quote, has already always devoted itself primarily to driving global demand with the goal of keeping demand for almonds ahead of the supply. The last two crop years were the largest ever for California almond production, leading to the two largest shipment years as well. That happened, quote, despite the convergence of the global pandemic, logistical logjams, a strong dollar, and the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Wacott added that everyone at ABC is, quote, focused every day on making the most effective decisions to return the industry to prosperity. Newsom grants Wright Commission drought flexibility. Governor Newsom on Friday signed AB 454 into law. The referendum adjusts state code to allow growers who are not actively farming during a drought emergency to serve on the California Rice Commission. Remember, half of the state's rice acreage went fallow at the peak of the drought last year. That meant several farmers on the west side of the Sacramento Valley had to forfeit their seats on the commission since they disproportionately bore the brunt of the impacts. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Ag spending bill, lesser prairie chicken, could get votes. House members continue filing amendments to the fiscal 2024 funding bill for USDA and FDA that the chamber is scheduled to debate this week ahead of the long summer recess. As of yesterday, the House Rules Committee had not scheduled a time to decide which of the proposed amendments would be debated. The House Appropriations Committee has proposed to cut spending across a wide variety of departments and agencies. Members of the House Freedom Caucus, they're pushing for even deeper reductions. The latest amendment for the agriculture spending bill includes proposals by Representative Lauren Boebert of Colorado and other hardline conservatives that are targeting spending on climate, diversity, and other issues. By the way, the House also could vote this week on a Senate resolution aimed at overturning the Biden administration's listing of the lesser prairie chicken under the Endangered Species Act. The Senate narrowly approved the measure on a 50-48 vote in May, but that margin is nowhere close to the two-thirds majority needed to overturn a presidential veto. Bill would exempt farm emissions from reporting requirements. Livestock farms should continue to be exempt from reporting routine emissions to state and local emergency response authorities. That according to a bill introduced by Senator Deb Fischer of Nebraska and 16 other senators, which would amend the Emergency Planning and Community Right to Know Act. In 2018, Congress exempted livestock farms from the reporting, and EPA exempted farms from making similar reports to state and local responders. However, the Biden administration reopened the rule to reconsider the exemption. The National Pork Producers Council supports Fisher's bill, saying EPA proposed rule is extremely burdensome for the pork producers who would be required to report routine emissions from their farms. The local fire departments and other first responders who would be inundated by thousands of these filings, which have no value to them. USDA sets hearing plan for dairy pricing overhaul. USDA plans to start a hearing process next month on conflicting proposals from milk producers and dairy processors for modifying the pricing formulas for milk and dairy products under the Federal Milk Marketing Order system. The hearing will start in Carmel, Indiana on August 23rd and continue both in person and virtually. The presiding administrative law judge will decide when the hearing process is over, USDA says in a Federal Register notice released on Friday. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. India's latest rice export ban could spell long-term trouble for the U.S. India says its latest ban on rice exports is an effort to fight domestic food inflation, but the U.S. rice sector says the measure will add large quantities of cheap grain to the international market and push down prices that American farmers get for their crop. The Indian ban on long grain rice, excluding basmati and parboil, will likely help U.S. rice exporters in the short term by driving up global prices. USA Rice Federation Vice President of Policy and Government Affairs Peter Bachman tells AgriPulse, but the situation will eventually reverse when India sells its hoarded stocks on the international market. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, July 24th, brought to you by Bravo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.